men don't seem to understand. They're very selfish. They don't seem to understand that it's my body, my self-respect, every, you know, I'm a very passionate person, and, you know, I believe a lot in respect, and you're fucking, this is how I'm surviving, dude, you know, and you're really gonna know. There's a lot more goes into it for me as a woman than, you know, you just busting a nut, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Melissa. Melissa, where'd you grow up? Where are you from originally?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Tell me about your family growing up. You had mom and dad?
My mom and dad were both drug addicts. I lost my dad before my mom, a year before my mom. And then they both passed by the time I was four.
Oh, wow.
My mom was a prostitute. She used to work the truck stops, and she took me and my sister with her a lot of times, you know, so I kind of went through a lot with her. Then after that, I went with my grandmother. My grandmother was fucking nuts. You know, she was, I honestly think she was just trying to make sure I didn't turn out like my mom, you know? The only way she knew how is that, I mean, I didn't understand when I was a kid, but it was like I got older, I understood it more, you know? But she's very abusive and stuff. You know, she didn't let me around other kids. I didn't get to go. You know, I wasn't enrolled in sports, anything like that, you know. She kept me at home because she knew what she was doing was wrong, I guess, in a sense. You know, and after that, she passed away. And then I went with my aunt, and her boyfriend, you know, ended up, you know, touching me and stuff. And I told her about those things, and she chose not to believe me. I think she believed me, but she didn't want to, I don't know, I guess. She believed me, but she didn't want to. You know what I mean? Like, so she threw me out on the streets. I was out on the streets at like 10 or 11 years old. And I went with my uncle. It was just been, I was passed around a lot. And finally, they just got tired of it. And they told me they were taking me to the state fair. And they dropped me off at DHS and left me there when I was 12. And then I had some Mexicans, like Mexican gangsters, whatever you want to call them. They found me and they taught me how to cook meth when I was like 14. I was cooking meth for them for a while, and then I had my own place and all that by the time I was like 15. I just kind of grew up on the streets my whole life, because I don't really know anything different.
That's a rough childhood.
Yeah.
What was maybe the worst thing you went through as a kid?
The worst thing I would say I went through, I mean, I went through a lot of things as a kid, but I saw my best friend blow his brains out, you know, by accident. With a double barrel shotgun. That was probably the worst thing.
No sexual abuse in your?
I mean, yeah, I don't really like getting into all that.
How far did you in school?
I dropped out freshman year. I finished freshman year, and then I was done. I was going through too much, you know.
What were you doing most of your teenage after you left?
Was surviving.
I'm sorry?
Surviving. You know, like I said, the Mexicans kind of took me in. They taught me how to cook. I'm glad they did, you know. They didn't, like, they could have turned me out, you know, into a prostitute or something, you know. They just, because I couldn't get a job. I was too young to get a job, you know. And I had to take care. I had to do something.
And you were doing that until what age?
16, and then I started stripping. And then I was stripping for a long time. And then I was 18, and I found a man that I thought was my saving grace, you know. And that ended up turning, I got pregnant, and I got sober, and I did all that stuff. And his family started treating me really, really, really bad. So I, you know, we ended up fighting a lot, and that turned really bad. And I left him. They kicked me out of the house. And they all ended up lying to my face. He had another woman and stuff, and I found out, and I just couldn't. I'm not one of those women that can forgive. I don't. I hold grudges bad, you know, and I couldn't let it go. So I packed my shit up, my kid, and left in the middle of the night. One of my own family members told him where I was, and he came and snatched my kid from me. And I was still sober at this point, you know, and I relapsed after that, and my kid's 10 years old now. He don't really know. He knows of me, but he doesn't know me.
Who's he with now?
His dad. They kept him from me. Mm-hmm. And I begged, you know, I begged for supervised visits, anything just to know me. And his dad was bitter. Had him around all kinds of different women. He got with this girl that almost killed her son when he was 3 years old, and she gave him a concussion, broke his arm. I mean, it was a terrible thing. And I was gonna kill her myself. I really was, you know. And the cops caught me and threw me in jail. But yeah, it was messed up.
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
29. So after you lost your son,
mm-hmm.
what have you been doing for all that time?
I just went down a rabbit, I guess. I mean, just went.
What brought you to Los Angeles? To Skid Row?
I came out here to get sober, you know. And because I had a lot going on back home. Nothing but bad stuff back there, you know. I wanted a fresh start, but I knew coming down here, I should have brought some stuff with me, you know, to have so I wouldn't be sick when I got here, because I knew I'd be seeking it out when I got here if I was sick, you know. And, of course, you know, I got here and I was sick, and I found out where it was, and that was it. That was a wrap.
And you're staying on the streets now?
Yeah.
Do you have a tent, or do you just
like... No, I don't have a tent now. It got stolen. There are thieves out here bad. It's bad.
Everyone's a thief.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten robbed out here because I wouldn't suck somebody's dick for $10. They beat me up, robbed me. There was this one time that I rob tricks. I refuse to fuck them, you know? And so, I mean, there's been a few times I've got myself in a sticky situation.
I'll bet.
Yeah, I've been thrown in the trunk of a car here. I've been, you name it, you know? It's wild out there.
You're going to write a book one day.
Yeah. A lot of people have told me that. A lot of people. There was this one time this is when I was younger back home, but this one time I was going to sell this guy. So I knew he had a crush on me, you know, but I didn't know it was to this extent. I was going to sell him some dope so I could put some money on my old man at the time's books. And he had this house where he had to let you in with a key and everything, and he locked it back, and there's bars in the windows and everything, but I didn't realize he had made everybody in the house leave. I didn't pay attention to that. It was too high. I wasn't, but he did, and I ended up doing this shot, and it paralyzed me, you know, for 3 days. For 3 days, I was paralyzed, couldn't move, and he raped me for 3 days straight, and he fell asleep, you know, and I'm not really going to talk, you know, I made it out. He was going to kill me. I know he was, you know, but I made it out. And ever since then, I'm on my P's and Q's. Like, I don't go anywhere where, and get so fucked up, I'm not aware of my situation or, you know, my surroundings or anything.
What is your drug today?
Fentanyl and meth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Use the meth to keep you awake because the fentanyl will just put
I just like the feeling of both together.
Yeah, it's a very popular combination.
Yeah. I before the fentanyl and meth, I was doing heroin and meth of speedballs I was shooting. But since I started doing fentanyl, I don't shoot anymore, so that's a plus. I just smoke it now.
And how do you make money now?
I rob tricks. That's
you rob tricks?
Yeah. That's what I do. I have a special hatred for them. I really do. I need to let it go. I know there's a lot of things I need to work on, but... I don't know. I probably shouldn't be saying this on.
No, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt anyway. You know, just robbing tricks. They'll see you out there and they'll come back and get you.
Yeah, I know.
You live a dangerous lifestyle.
Yeah.
You have any regrets in your life?
Yeah, a lot.
What's your biggest regret?
Not listening to people when they were trying to tell me. Like,
trying to help you?
Yeah, you know, to the people that were genuinely trying to help me. Not accepting the help and the wisdom when I should have. That's my biggest regret.
You were on the streets in Oklahoma City.
No, I always had a roof over my head there.
Yeah, but now you're on Skid Row. How do you compare the two?
Big difference. back home, I mean, there are no tent cities back home, you know. There's no, you know, that's not allowed at all, you know. And it's just, it's a lot cleaner. People are a lot more honest, too. They're a lot more, like, I'm not a thief or anything, don't get me wrong, you know. I just, I don't know. I mean, I do what I gotta do. I mean, there's times I have, you know, fuck the tricks. You know, if it's worth it, I will, you know. But if they're coming at me with some fucking chump change, like, feel like you're disrespecting me, dude, no, I'm just gonna take that. Because like, men don't seem to understand. They're very selfish. They don't seem to understand that it's my body, my self-respect, every, you know, I'm a very passionate person, and, you know, I believe a lot in respect, and you're fucking, this is how I'm surviving, dude, you know, and you're really gonna, no, there's a lot more goes into it for me as a woman than, you know, you just busting a nut, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'd say.
Do you think there's a chance you'll be down here the rest of your life?
No. No.
What's gonna change?
I'm getting off the streets soon. I'm tired. I'm tired. I want my kid back around. I'm really tired. I don't want to die out here. I don't want that to be the end of my story.
Have you tried to quit fentanyl?
Yeah, I have. I just got out of prison. Yeah. And I was sober for a long time. And I relapsed because I've been with somebody for like since I left my baby daddy. He relapsed, so yeah. My sister's an evil bitch. She got my dude to relapse, and yeah.
Are you still in contact with your family?
No, I don't talk to any of them now.
Do you have any friends?
I wouldn't call them friends. There's people I know that I care about, you know. But I still wouldn't trust them. I don't trust no one. Nobody.
What's the wildest thing you've seen on Skid Row?
Oh, man. We gotta think about that one. Okay. I was walking. It wasn't too long ago either. I was walking back over to, because sometimes I do have friends that I can hang, I go to their house and stuff, you know. I was walking back over to one of their houses, and I'm just walking along, and it was like something out of a fucking horror movie. And there was this guy in like a crevice, I guess, like a crevice in the wall. And there's blood like all over him and shit. And he's like literally digging a hole in the back of his head with his fingers. And that's probably the wildest thing I'm seeing, other than people shitting in the street, just in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy place.
Yeah.
And the smells alone are...
Yeah, oh, and people just die. And it's, you know, it's not a place to come to. Mm-hmm. Drug addict or not, doesn't matter. Don't... The drugs are shit, too, just so everyone knows that. Don't come here for the drugs. Because there is a couple youngsters that have came out here. They said for the drug, and don't do it. People are so fucking greedy here, they step on it. It's terrible. So don't think you're going to come out here and have a good time, because you're not.
How do you think you've changed since you've been...
I have become...
On the streets?
I don't know. I think you'd have to ask someone who really knows me that. I don't know. I think I've hardened a little bit more. I didn't know I could harden anymore, but I have. I do have a big heart, you know, but I definitely don't... I'm not going to let no one step on me, you know, anymore like that. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it's hardened me or made me softer. I don't know.
Is there anything you're afraid of? Anything you worry about?
Going back to prison. And dying before I get to know my son. Like I said, I don't want to die here.
You've been in prison before?
Yeah. I don't want to die here, though. And, you know, that'd be the end of my story.
What were you in prison for before?
Trafficking. Yeah. kind of like a number of things, but the trafficking is what did it.
Melissa, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
Listen. Just take the time to listen to other people and try to be as compassionate as you can. Try to be as selfless as you can. We need more of that in the world.
Yeah, we do. All right, Melissa, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Okay.
I wish you a lot of luck out here.
Thank you.
It's not easy for a female, is it?
No, I think it is harder for a woman out here.
I know it is.
I do. It's very hard.
There's not many of you, and you all get cornered.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had men come up on me and tell me they were going to shoot me if I didn't go upstairs with them and shower and stuff. And I had pepper sprayed them and start stabbing them. I'm not the one. I've learned, you know. I had a guy walk up on me, too, just come up and smack the dog shit out of me because he was trying to get my money and stuff, you know. They're trying to make me hoe for them and stuff. And I said, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't want these problems. You know? So, yeah.
All right. Melissa, thank you so much.
All right.
All right.